National Cattlemen's Beef Association Environmental Counsel Scott Yeager says this stay will be in effect until the court decides the jurisdictional issue.
There's about 19 different litigation coalitions that are suing the rule, and we're one of those groups, and this is a great decision. We're going to have the rule stayed until a later time, so that means you don't need to worry about it just yet. We can let these lawsuits play out and figure out what is the correct court to hear the case in. And in the meantime, you don't really need to worry about it too much. It's kind of status quo of what the law of the land has been before the WOTUS rule.
Yeager said the court made some pretty interesting statements that NCBA thinks will be very helpful.
The court said that it's likely that the states and the other petitioners that are suing against the rule are likely to win on the merits of their case. So they're saying that we're making a pretty good case that the rule is overreach, and that we're also making a pretty good case that the rule failed on procedural grounds, specifically with those certain foot distances that are in the final rule. Those were never put out for public comment. You have to do that. So the court actually put some pretty good stuff out there that gives us a hopeful preview that we have a chance of winning this thing long term.
Now, the decision to stay the rule comes a little more than a month after a U.S. District Court judge issued a temporary injunction against implementation of the regulation for the 13 states that brought the lawsuit against EPA and the Corps of Engineers in the North Dakota-based District Court. In a statement, Agriculture Committee Chairman Michael Conaway said, "I'm encouraged by the court's decision to stay this rule and the court's acknowledgement that the states have demonstrated a substantial possibility of success on the merits of their claims against the EPA. As the states continue challenging the rule, we will continue with our efforts in Congress to defeat the implementation of WOTUS."